100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. Now I got to find what the topic is for this week. The topic, oh, it's a pick two. Stunted growth, bath, passive, pelt, atmosphere, nameless, and tendency. We got a bunch of stories in on those topics, so how about I just share them with you? You know, no ads, no plugs, no blah, blah, just let's get with the writing. Let's get with the storytelling. You came here to listen, didn't you? I know I did.
Torabra's Aino here with a story on the Nameless Tendency.
We are the Nameless Tendency. We are invisible, but we are everywhere. We have no manifesto, what could it say? We have no goal, so we will never be satisfied. We say nothing, because all know the truth. We have no desires, only intentions. We have no demands, only judgments. We accuse none, because all are guilty. We speak without words, because words are lies. No one is with us, but everyone must be for us. All are on trial. Defense is a plea of guilt. We do nothing, yet everything is done. The bombings will continue until there is peace.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 684 with a pick two challenge. Well, here's my story. Though it made him seem perpetually passive, Bilbert had the tendency to be a peacemaker and try to create a copacetic atmosphere. That's good then, Wanda. We won't blow your cover if you won't blow ours. Linolea Amanda clutched Bilbert's arm, nodded her head, and said, That's right. We'll keep all our little secrets to ourselves. I'm late for remedial math, Wanda admitted. But don't think I won't be keeping my eye on you, Bilbert. I've got to go to art, too, Linolea Amanda said. We're curing animal pelts in a tannic acid bath. I'll look for you at the bus stop. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story tonight is called Nameless Pelt. It hung on the back wall of the tiny store. Been there for a good 90 years. Everyone who had some time or another had come up with a guess of what animal it had been. But any of these guesses weren't that strong, didn't stand any length of time. You could hear sort of a cat, maybe a bear. One day, a guy from the local college took a sample and ran a mess of tests. What he found out scared the crap out of him. Now, at the back wall, there's an iron box wrapped with lead chains. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard. And for this week's pick two, I've chosen the topics tendency and atmosphere. The story is called Speaking My Mind. I have a tendency for stating the obvious. In 40 degree heat, I'll be the one to say, isn't it hot? I'll come home after being caught in a sudden downpour and exclaim, I'm soaked. And on several memorable occasions, I've walked into a gathering only to blurt out, Wow, there's a hostile atmosphere in here. Social gaffes like that have lost me friends, and created a fair few enemies too. So I thought I may as well capitalise on my failings, and I became a restaurant critic. I have more enemies than ever. But at least I eat well. There you go. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The place is haunted, someone said, or perhaps it's just for the show. The atmosphere is eerie, another added, chuckling. They all agreed. What's the place called? No one knew. Let's call it Nameless. Everyone laughed, and their laughter echoed throughout the pitch-black galleries and archways. They got closer to one another, just in case, they thought collectively without actually saying it. Where are the scary ghosts? Someone asked in a jesting tone. No one thought it was funny. That's when they noticed the dark shadow snaking its way towards them, and they knew it wasn't just for the show. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodgoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They call him the Nameless God. The one that nobody worships. He has no temples and no churches, no priests, no shamans. He walks in the shadows of stars, watching, waiting, but doing nothing. Do not speak to him. He will not listen. Do not pray to him. He will not answer. The other gods sit on their thrones and shout and fight, but the Nameless One has no throne, and he does not fight, only walking, watching, waiting. When the stars burn out and the gods go home, only the Nameless God will remain. Only then will he speak.
And there you have it. That's our collection of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topic this week. If you'd like to read the text of the stories, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There's also links to people's websites, archives of stories, and all sorts of other things. The topic of the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is Surrounded. Once again, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click on Weekly Challenge, and you'll see how to participate in this. Thank you all for being a part of this week in, week out. It's been 14 years since I started doing this podcast. I can't believe I'm still doing it. Some people can't believe it either. Oh well. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another daily story, and then back to the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.